Blog Talk Radio.
Music Quest Entertainment, in association with Music Quest Communications, Tribe Family Channel, and Genius is Common, presents Real School Remix Radio Show every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. It's an hour of power-packed music and information designed with the community in mind. This week on Real School Remix, features IT Music Group recording artist Aisha, Aisha's production team, and Music Quest staff members and producers. Hosted by Professor Reggie Miles, Real School Remix is a Music Quest Entertainment production. Produced by Gus Redmond and Marianne Eggleston. To join the conversation, call area code 347-539-5285. This is Edutainment, brought to you by Music Quest Entertainment.
One of you, welcome to the Real School Remix Radio Show. That is my jam. I like that. I was bobbing my head, having a good time. Good evening, everyone. Is everyone on the line this evening?
Yes.
Do I have Anthony? Do I have Aisha?
Of course.
Do I have Gus?
Yes, you got me.
Welcome. How's everyone this evening? I'm excited about this program because I'm beginning to like this new music here, you know?
That's great.
An old school guy, but I'm certainly impressed by the sounds that I just heard this evening.
Thank you.
Let's get into the let's get into the meat and gravy of what's going on, okay? Because right now I'm talking to Miss Aisha. I'm talking to her father, Anthony.
Yes.
And
yes, sir.
Is the mother on the line?
Yes.
Hi, Miss Ann. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Okay, I'm hanging in there. I'm just really excited because this is like not the first time I've done an interview, but the magnitude of Aisha and the things that she's been doing from the bio and all the things that I've read, I'm just like thoroughly impressed. I am
thoroughly impressed.
And I cannot wait, Aisha, for you to tell us your story. But listen, before we start, tell me, what does IT Music Group, well, what is the IT Music Group? Tell me about the group.
Or the company.
What does it stand for? Come on.
IT Music Group, it's my name, basically. Aisha Thomas and Music Group.
Okay. Oh, just the acronym for your name.
Yes, sir.
That's great. That's great. Oh, and let me remind you, if any of you at any time, if you drop out and you lose connection, just call us right back. Our engineer will recognize your number, and we can go ahead on and proceed with the interview, okay?
Okay,
okay. Aisha.
Yes.
Okay, you've been working. You're working now. And who are your major influences? Who got you involved in this music industry, or why did you want to become an artist?
I've always loved music since I was younger. I think that it was just destined. I always wanted to be a singer. I've never really had another career choice in my mind as I was younger. And I loved Michael Jackson. So I liked how he performed, how he sung. I loved his music. And my parents have always been involved in, you know, me aspiring, you know, to be a singer. So it was just, it wasn't even a thought. It was something I had to do.
Okay. Michael Jackson was one of your influences. Any other, was there a female singer that influenced you? Any other artists?
I would say, as far as in like creativity wise, it will have to be like Missy Elliott.
Okay. Missy is that super producer. And
Definitely. Right now.
Aisha is too. That's the reason why I know she said that, is because of her producing skills. And as you're seeing and hearing the songs on Aisha, she has a lot to do with her songs, writing, and also producing as well. That came from her family. That comes from the IT Music Group, which is Ann and her father and, you know, herself and other members of her, of the team.
Team Aisha.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. Just, you know, and in reading your bio, and I'm seeing that you're doing a lot of things, but what is impressing me is the humanitarian effort that you're making, where you're trying to, like, really reach and touch someone. And I said, while I was reading this bio, I said, well, wow, this young woman, she has a ministry. You're in the secular industry, but it's almost like you're having a ministry. You're, like, really trying to build something among young people. Where did that inspiration come from, and why is it that you want to touch people with your artistry?
Yeah, that was the whole goal in the first place when we first started my career. I've always grown up, you know, in the home, we've always practiced giving to others, being selfless and things of that sort, and always, you know, it just runs in the blood, I would say. It wasn't just something that we was like, hey, let's do this so people can notice this. Nah. We had started a home ministry, about seven years ago. And it wasn't like we just sat down and talked about it and was like, hey, we're going to just have people stay with us. Is this okay with you? Or, you know, it wasn't like that. It was just my dad was driving around one day, and it was like one of those winters that was really, really cold here. And he seen families underneath the bridge. And he asked one family to if they wanted to stay. And he called my mom and seeing if it was okay. And from then on, it was like day after day with more people coming in. And we gave up our clothes, our bedrooms, everything, our food, and lived off my dad's income and just worked that way. And, you know, the main key of everything was, you know, everything that we learned from the Bible, we didn't want to preach it and stuff it down people's throats. We wanted to live it so people could see it and so that they can witness the shine through us. And it really paid off because people, they started living the same exact way. And then they would, when they go outside of the house, they would shine and people would come towards them and they would teach exactly what was going on. So it was a really good experience. And that's what we're trying to do now through the music and how we live is to let people see the shine that's in us and change people one by one.
Oh, my. I'm going to have to tie myself down to this chair because I'm about to run and do some shouting. And, you know, and if I happen to say hallelujah out real loud, please just keep going with the interview because that just really touched my heart. For a family to open up their arms so wide to really show what it is to be, you know, Christ-like or to be really looking out for others. That is awesome. Family, Mr. Thomas, Mrs. Thomas, why
yes.
did you, why move?
Say that again?
Why this move? Why, I mean, what touched you all to do this?
I mean, my heart goes out to anyone that's without. So, I mean, when my husband called me, you know, and it was close to Thanksgiving during that time, actually. And, you know, there's nothing like sharing, you know, and being able to give. That's more like the most enjoyous feeling, you know, to be able to give.
Amen. 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 It reminds me. And then I can hear this in Aisha, and I can hear it in her growth that she really learned something. You know, there's a song Billy Preston made many, many years ago that says nothing from nothing leaves nothing. That doesn't apply here because she sings something and she's applying it through her ministry and through her music. That is that's just something. I'm like, I'm just, my breath is being taken away. I'm just honored that I have this opportunity to interview you right now. Let me ask you, though, Aisha, what is the most difficult thing that you've endured in your young life so far?
Music-wise or just
yeah, music-wise or life in general?
I would say for both, it would be us trying to, or me, I'm speaking for all of us, for me actually living what I'm trying to portray, you know, being that light, and people taking it for, how can I put this? They will use you. They'll turn around, they'll befriend you, and then they'll use you. I would say that would be the hardest thing for us in this project and for me personally in life. There will be a lot of people that try to be your friend but be against you at the same time.
Mm. Wow, snakes in the grass. they're all around. But it seems that you're moving forward regardless of the obstacles that are coming your way. Who is your hero?
My hero?
Yes.
I would have to say my dad. He does
Amen.
A lot. He suffered a lot. I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I just said amen.
Oh, yeah. He's endured a lot, and he's always pushed me to limits that I always feel like I can't go to. And I would say if it wasn't for my parents' heart, you know, and teaching us to be a certain way when we were younger, then we wouldn't be where we are, and I wouldn't be where I am. So I would definitely say that was my dad.
What do you want your audience to grab from your music? How do you, you know, what do you want them to get out of your music?
I would definitely say that they can have fun and be who they are, and in a positive way, and still fit into the current system that is going on in the world.
I wanted to, if I could, interject real quick. What we did was we tried to understand that if we went about what we were doing and what we felt in our heart, one way that the world in itself wouldn't receive, you know, what we have in our heart to try to offer. And so one thing that I did ask Aisha, I said, you know, you're very talented and you have a lot of, you know, a lot of gifts and skills, but if we could come together and do an album, I would try to sell a million copies myself. And that's how we started off. I didn't know anything about music at the time, and we didn't, you know, have a lot of the people that we know now and doing what we was doing. It was just like how we jumped into the homeless ministry, we jumped right off into that. And so what I asked her for was songs that would inspire, be fun or make happy, those type of things that she already knew to do and that was already in her heart, and not, you know, come across as churchy, but at the same time to use that as revenue to help those that are without, those that are lost. And that's why we try to stick by that. But you can read the article. They did an article here on us and released it on Father's Day about, you know, the homeless ministry that we did for 3.5 years.
Oh, absolutely. I will certainly read further into that article just to understand, because it's really amazing that some of the things that I've glanced over and been able to look at is that some of the proceeds from some of the performances that you do, you dedicate to this homeless ministry.
That's correct. When one thing we did was we didn't want to wait and say when we get to be at this point or this point in life and all that, then we'll do it when we get there. We started when I was just only making, making $33,000 a year at Metro Transit, driving the city buses. And when I, you know, left from Frito-Lay to go there, when I was driving around, I see a lot of families, like Aisha was saying, that was living under bridges and living in, you know, the back of the streets downtown. I've never seen that type of lifestyle, you know. I know that sounds crazy, but I just hadn't been up that close when you're driving those buses, and then they get on there and they're talking to you, and these people are really hurt and wounded. And so when we took in those people, they were from age 58 years of age to 2 years of age. And they were from all different nationalities and different races. And we lived off of our income only, you know, and we survived. It was wonderful, actually.
Oh, absolutely. Is there any other church affiliation, or was this strictly just coming from your family?
Well, we attend Abundant Life, and when we attended there, you know, it was basically, you know, the pastor really felt like, you know, this was something that we should take in, and it just went from there. But we had purchased a 15-passenger van to give to the assembly that we was going to, but he said, you're going to need it to bring all those people that you got. So we kept it there at the house, and we let them drive, and then we would drive it, and it was an experience that I know that we'll never forget.
Okay, now that you're moving towards the music industry, what has that journey been like? How has doors been open for you getting into the music industry? Because I hear the song, and I heard Aisha with parents from Snoop Dogg, so. Tell us about that connection and how that came about.
Well, you know, my wife and I, my wife knew, you know, quite a few people in the industry, you know, from being in California. And we just happened to run across a few people that, you know, they were good. They were, you know, had, you know, good intentions when they started off with us. But then it eventually turned to, you know, different alternative motives. And then it actually, you know, but out of it, we got the you know, the collab with Snoop. It was supposed to have been with ASAP Rocky. I mean, it was who was the one first? It was Kendrick Lamar first. and then we were going after him, and then that kind of went to a different way, and then it was going to be ASAP Rocky, and then it turned into, you know, the situation that Snoop stepped in, and, you know, and it was done that way, which we was grateful for. And then we began to meet other people that was, you know, really kind of like-minded. And that's kind of how we ran into, you know, that's the kind of how we met Gus, is through somebody like Deli Dale, who introduced myself, you know, over the phone to Gus, because he didn't, you know, he know that there's different paths that you can take into the music industry. And, you know, Aisha, you know, had at one time, you know, was approached by several private labels that wanted her to work with her, and but they wanted to take control of everything and didn't want my wife and I to be a part of any of it. And then they didn't understand our vision and our personal goals that we all had, and they just really wanted to just split everything up and do their own thing. And Aisha just didn't want to do it. We asked her if she wanted to, but she said her heart wasn't there. She'd rather take the longer route and, you know, and still maintain helping the children and those that are without.
Brother Thomas, I just want to just interject one thing, because you, when you mention one name, and that name is really, it's a couple of names, but this particular name is really dear to my heart, Deli Dale.
Yeah.
Well, that brother, you know, I love him. When I was the station manager at WKKC, College Station here in Chicago, whatever I needed, and whenever I needed anything, Gus and Deli Dale were always there for me. So, you know, just to know.
Let me say this, Reggie. Aisha's song is number two right now. Matter of fact, this is a leeway for us to go into the other song, which is called 90s Baby. I would like to hear that. And then it's number two here in Chicago. Well, number six, right? And the Snoop Dogg record is number two on
right.
KKC right now, Reggie.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to listen to the 90s. Go ahead, Mr. Tom.
Yeah, the 90s Baby is number six, as Gus said, on the chart. Yes, sir.
Okay,
so why don't we go ahead
wonderful.
And play that? Why don't we go ahead and play that, and then we could get right back into the interview.
All right, thank you so much. This is 90s Baby, and you're listening to the Real School Remix radio show.
I miss that music you can feel in New York, where the house party at, but the music turned up. I remember what it sounded like, but I don't feel it no more, cause I don't hear no. The girls who love you, but they say they're doing it no more. I get alone and I wonder if I could be back in the 90s. Back to the filter, it's the old.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Get connected to MusicQE.com. MusicQuest Entertainment can establish national exposure for your CD and video releases through distribution, radio airplay, internet viral marketing, internet TV, and public relations.
Get connected.
If you want to get product distribution, be in the music business, have an artist to promote,
get connected.
Call MusicQuest Entertainment at 312-363-7980. That's 312-363-7980. Or go to our website at www.musicqe.com. That's www.musicqe.com.
Get connected.
MusicQuest Entertainment, the connection to turning your dreams into reality.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Log in.
Welcome. Welcome.
Music Quest. It's the Real School Remix Radio Show. I'm your host, Professor Reggie Miles, and our guest is the IT Music Group recording artist Aisha and Team Aisha. Such a wonderful interview. I'm enjoying it, and I really enjoy the song, Miss Aisha, 90s Baby. Tell us about it. What was the motivation behind it?
It was actually, I was working out with Troy Noka. He was creating the beat and everything, and he was just, he had the bass line and the drums or whatever, and I was just sitting there. He was like, what do you think? What are you feeling? And I was like, it feels like my childhood, like, you know, like the 90s. He was like, oh, yeah? So he added a little bit of the, I told him I used to play Call'em. When I was younger, it was a Sega game, and he put that in there, like the sound, but it sounds like a duck if you listen to it. And then he put, what is the other
one? Funky Worm.
The Funky Worm, but I know that's not the 90s.
Right,
is
that, right.
Right?
No.
And he put that in there. I'm not sure if you can hear it. And then we just sat and we thought of, you know, things from the 90s that we remember and I remember, and that's how that song came about.
Aisha, tell us about what's going on with your mixtape with DJ Envy and that particular song and the other songs that came out of that.
Definitely. I've always wanted to pay tribute definitely to an artist in the 90s, and Aaliyah was a good one because I felt like we had something similar. We have that chill vibe, and we sort of, you know, dressed alike. And we created that in less than a week in my living room, actually. And it didn't take that long to record. And it was definitely to pay, not just mimic what she did and take the same lyrics and the same beat that she did. We actually want to pay homage to her and a tribute and impress, you know, put it in 2016. Because a lot of people, especially if they were born in 01 or after, like, in the thousands era, they wouldn't know who she was. And so what better way to put it into the music like they like and still, you know, have it kind of the same way to where they'd be able to remember her. If they listen to her track, it'd still be, like, kind of the same feel.
And the wonderful thing that I could say about meeting Anthony and Ann and Aisha and the family, I was very intrigued to hear when the story he told you, that's the first thing he told me. We were just introducing ourselves to each other. And I said, you know, I'm the same way too. I turn dreams into reality. And I said, I really feel you. I don't feel that Aisha got to come out here like any other artist. And our hearts touch bases right away, Reggie. You know that from me anyway. Even Reggie on this phone with you all, Reggie's the one from the gospel side who crossed gospel music over into the secular.
Wow.
Back here in Chicago, this radio station that he was running called WKKC, this radio station that he was running is the cause of New Edition and Run DMC and all the biggest records ever came out of New York and California. If it didn't come here first, it would not break from the country. Just like KKC, you say local playlists, but your record's number 2 and number 6, and you're local from Oklahoma, but not Chicago, but you still getting play. And that's the one thing about what KKC did. It didn't just play local Chicago groups. We played local everybody's groups. So everybody had a chance to break out of this town.
That's
and
right.
It's still, still history for that. And that's where Professor Reggie Miles comes in, and because he was back then a young gentleman, DJ, and New Edition was having some major issues not getting the airplay. They had got turned down by Chicago radio. And Reggie saved the day for them. He saved the day as being at the station to help me break them through. And ever since then, we've been breaking records. Even you, Aisha, your record's breaking right here in Chicago, top 10 right now, you know?
Right.
Yeah, 40 years. 40 years of putting music in the mainstream. It was a known fact that the major program directors, they would tell artists, look, if KKC break it, we'll play it, you know? And
they still
so we were...
Today, they still tell them that today. Yeah.
Yeah, and we were putting it out. So that's a trend that has always been. I've always been a strong proponent of college and community type radio. And Gus has never turned his back on that. And it's always been a good way to bring out new artists and bring in fresh new music. So that's been a great thing. I want to just get back into something else. About your music and about your ministry and your artistry. And I want you to help somebody that might be sitting on the edge believing that they are an artist. Talk about that music creation process, and family, you can help out too. How does that come about? How do you get started with that?
See, that's like the hardest question ever because it comes in different ways. And it doesn't come like the same way every single time, because there's times where you could be sitting and you could write something down quickly because, you know, it just depends on the level of inspiration that you have. There's times that I could sit down and have writer's block and feel like I have writer's block for like 2 days or even longer than that. But what I started off doing when I first started writing, because a lot of people don't know, I spent my first year writing, building up my writing skills before I started, you know, releasing songs and performing. And I would start off going to my room and I would pray first. And then I was able to write like at least 2 songs a day. It came that easy once I really tried to, you know, get my mind up. And don't think too hard. A lot of times when I think too hard, I feel like that sounds like a boring melody. People probably won't like that. It's too much or it's too less, it's bland, So I would definitely say praying before I write something works really well for me.
That's awesome.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer. What would you say, Anthony or Ann?
I pretty much would say the same thing, because sometimes a beat can just really speak to her. And she can just go all in on it, you know. And some is just takes a little bit longer. So I mean, it's all about how the beat really just comes to life to her, you know.
You know, I always say, and Ann, you know, you'll laugh when I say this, and Anthony and everybody, you know, I always say that the leaves don't fall too far from the tree. And you've been Ann and Alicia, and when I met you all, you all are so great together. You know, you could tell that's your heart as far as your kids and everything. So everything I saw in her, I saw in you and your husband too, you know. You've been the person that have backed the family and been there for them and in a strong way, you know.
Like
Ann said, she's the backbone of the company. She takes care of all the beers. She don't like to be out in front, but I put her on the spot to like, ladies and gentlemen.
you do. But, I mean, for us, you know, we grew up in a house with children that loves to do entertainment just on the holidays or on any given day where they would do, like, talent shows. And just, you know, they go all in, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember having to do James Brown when I was young myself. At those family talent shows, you know. I remember having to imitate or Jackie Wilson or somebody.
Can we? I think this next song, Aisha. Can you kind of introduce this next song, what you did, and tell everybody what you did with the song, so we'll kind of know what we're getting ready to listen to the next two songs that we're playing.
Oh yeah, this new song is basically a fun track. It's something to, you know, when you're hanging out with your girls, you're hanging out with your friends and stuff like that. You know, when you're feeling good, this is something that you can bump. It's my song. It's called Vibe, and it's off my 90s Baby mixtape.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah, can we go ahead and let that?
My girls and hit the party same. Yeah, we vibing.
Yeah, we vibing.
So why you silent?
We on.
We on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rip my wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rip my song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, DJ, turn this door. Cause it's time to.
Aye, aye, aye.
Love the way you.
Aye, aye, aye.
Can you feel the.
Aye, aye, aye.
I know you like my.
Aye, aye, aye.
Nobody killing my life.
No way.
We on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
With my wall.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's my song.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, DJ, turn it up. Cause it's time to.
Aye, aye, aye.
I love the way you.
Aye, aye, aye.
Can you feel the.
Aye, aye, aye.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Get connected to MusicQE.com. MusicQuest Entertainment can establish national exposure for your CD and video releases through distribution, radio airplay, internet viral marketing, internet TV, and public relations.
Get connected.
If you want to get product distribution, be in the music business, have an artist to promote,
get connected.
Call MusicQuest Entertainment at 312-363-7980. That's 312-363-7980. Or go to our website at www.musicqe.com. That's www.musicqe.com.
Get connected.
Music Quest Entertainment, the connection to turning your dreams into reality.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Log in.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
Music Quest Entertainment.
We're back on the Real School Remix Radio Show, and I'm your host, Professor Reggie Niles, and our guest is IT music group artist Aisha and Team Aisha of Anthony and Ann. How are you all?
Great, fantastic.
We're still here. That was a great song. I felt that vibe, Aisha.
Thank you. Glad you did.
I felt. I felt the fun track. That is really nice. I'm impressed the humility of the entire team.
Well, thank you.
And I think that your light is shining very brightly. And we need to really get you out there up front so other examples can be made of this. This is awesome. Gus, you got a winner here.
Oh, yeah. I really think so. I mean, a real winner. You know me, Reggie. You've been around me for a long time, and we picked a lot of good artists. And I think this is an artist not just with the songs, but the personality and the family and all of that that takes to really make you a superstar. And, of course, giving back like we've been doing, Reggie, with the No Crime Days and all the stuff that I've been affiliated with, even the college thing we do where we give away money to kids to go to colleges over $1.5 billion already in 14 years. So it's always been that way with me. And Aisha's right, hitting that spot. She's perfect, ready to go. And you know what I always say, hey, let's go to work.
I wanted to say real quickly, is that, you know, some of the stuff that, you know, that don't get said is that, you know, the adversity that hit, you know, real close and real hard. And I've watched, you know, Aisha transform, you know, right in the midst of a lot of it, because we were out in Cali and we were doing the 90s Baby song, and we were, you know, with Troy Noka. Troy, he actually won a Grammy with Neo, I believe it is, or Chris Brown. He won a Grammy with Chris Brown. And we were at his studio, and we were doing the song and the track, but then what happened was we were in the process of trying to get the collab while we were out there. The guy who was supposed to have done this that we signed the contract with for him to get it, this guy left me hanging out there with my daughter. And we were out there, you know, trying to figure out, do we get back on the plane? And then he was saying, no, I want you to go to New York. And then we was trying to get ready to go to New York. And I'm telling him, we don't have that kind of money, and we need to know what we're going to do to get on the plane, you know. And then this guy stood us up, and I'm thinking, man, these guys really don't care. He stood us up. And if I didn't say, you know, make a call to tell, you know, Aisha, let's go ahead and fly back home to Oklahoma, because we were going to be, you know, he was going to leave us in limbo and leave us lingering. And,
wow.
You know, and he seemed like he was, you know, a good guy and all that other stuff. But her fortitude was there, and she didn't change or waver or get upset and angry with me and say, you know, I can't do this. She wasn't discouraged. She just was looking for the next event to go to and do. So I saw that, you know, in her.
Yeah, well, you know, that was really one of my next questions. What is the most difficult thing that you had to endure in the music industry? So I'm glad you took care of that with that. I just want to review just two things that Aisha said that's on me. And she said that in her music creation, in the artistry process, like the first thing that she does is go to prayer. And then the next thing is that she doesn't think too hard. And I thought that was really good. And that's really universal. You can apply that to almost any and get through with that. So that's just a testament to the greatness or to the great potential that this young artist has. And I'm just as we say back in the old days, I'm really just blown away with all this. But let me ask you, how does it feel to be finally, you know, getting a break or moving forward?
I think if you said that and like the entire team was here, we would all like laugh hysterically, because we don't really get a break. It's like, you know, because, you know, when you're working, you know how it is when other people can see, like, your accomplishments, but you know the next move that you have to accomplish, and, you know, you're heading for that one, so you don't get to enjoy what you accomplished.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
It kind of feels
Go
like
ahead.
One of those things. And for, like, 3 years straight, we've been accomplishing something year after, I mean, time after time, and we're not able to just sit back and be like, oh, yes, we did it. It's like, no. We have to move on to something bigger and something to where, you know, we're not going to rest until we make it. And we know how hard the road is, and we fight it every day to keep going. So I would say that We haven't had a break yet, but we're looking forward to it.
Okay. All right. That's fair. That's fair. Looking forward to that break. I'm looking at this time, Gus. Do you think it's about time that we go into our next song? We bring in another song?
Yes, we kind of let Aisha go ahead and tell everybody about this song and go right into the song. And yes.
This is a nice, flirty little song. It's basically, you know, when a guy is, you know, when you have him in like a friend zone, you're cool at where you are, but when he starts trying to say I love you or something, you know, you're like, whoa, hold up. That's not where I'm trying to go. I'm just trying to be cool. So it's just like, don't jump to assumptions. Don't mess up what we got. So yeah, this is another tribute to Aaliyah. It's from basically another version of Rock the Boat, and it's called Waves.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Get connected to MusicQE.com. MusicQuest Entertainment can establish national exposure for your CD and video releases through distribution, radio airplay, internet viral marketing, internet TV, and public relations.
Get connected.
If you want to get product distribution, be in the music business, have an artist to promote,
get connected.
Call MusicQuest Entertainment at 312-363-7980. That's 312-363-7980.
Or go to our website at www.musicqe.com. That's www.musicqe.com.
Get connected.
Music Quest Entertainment, the connection to turning your dreams into reality.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Log in.
Welcome.
Music Quest Entertainment.
This is a Music Quest Entertainment production, the Real School Remix Radio Show. I'm your host, Professor Reggie Miles, and our guest this evening is IT Music Group artist Aisha, and Team Aisha is in the background, and with, of course, the producer, the main man, the godfather himself, Gus Redman, is on the line. And so we're all together on this evening having such a good time. You know, the last cut, from that, we need to talk about how we can get that mixtape, and I need you to do some shameless self-promotion on that, but that's a stepper's cut. Oh, boy, I can mess with that one. Yeah, that's a stepper's beat to that. If you're not familiar with it, you know, that's the kind of ballroom dancing we do here in Chicago. Well, that is going all over the country now, though. But that's really a great stepper song. I like that one. But listen, tell us, Aisha, give us some shameless self-promotion. Now, how can I get this mixtape? Where can I get it? And where can I find out more about you? And you don't have to say www, just tell us the website. And then we all know that it's www. Just tell us, how can I find out about you? Give us your website and some more information, the mixtape and all that.
Well, I hate to substitute for her because, you know, she had to actually leave us just now to go and go get on the air.
Oh, and do her radio?
Anthony, tell them about what she does with her radio show. She's on iHeart Radio, in Oklahoma, and she's on the number one show with a DJ by the name of Brad B. And they got the ratings in the evening, and Aisha is the co-host with him for the show between 8 and 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's wonderful. I forgot that. I knew I had that. I saw that in the bio. I said, boy, this is a radio announcer, too. Okay, we could have really said something.
Yeah. But you can get that mixtape, you know, with all those songs, and it has some other bonus songs on there, too. For free, and download them at DATPIFF. That's DATPIFF. And then you can also go to Audio Mac, and you can go to several other mixtape downloads and download the whole thing for free, because Aisha was just trying to, you know, show a tribute to Aaliyah, for everything that she had contributed to music. And she felt like really there wasn't really one honoring her in such a fashion, and she really wanted to take on that project, and I think she did a wonderful job on it.
Yeah, who did she do that with? Who produced the songs? Who was her the music the producer with her?
The music producer is a guy goes by the name of Super J. Mm-hmm. He actually produced 5 songs that's on there that's tribute to it as well, and he's a producer, and he's a vocalist as well.
So is he signed to the label as well?
Yes, he is.
Right. Yes. So you got other artists coming out on the label besides Aisha, and so you do have some other artists coming as well, right?
Correct. Although that a lot of them know that Aisha is like the main theme right now, because you can't do anything without having you know finances behind it, and some of those guys are so hungry they're willing to do a whole lot, but I don't like taking advantage of anybody. But he's willing to wait, as he said, but he's willing to help with the project and help support Aisha while he still moves forward with some projects that he have, and when we can do things to help him and to get him to where he's going to, we do it as well.
So, Reggie, if you were rating this like we usually rate 1 to 10, what would you rate her songs at Reggie?
What I heard this evening?
Yes.
I'd have to give it an 8.5.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'd have to give it an 8.5 simply because every I'm listening for the continuity. You know, there were no extremes. And if I was to listen to all that, I got that energy, and then it's a nice smooth movement. And this, the only thing I would probably look for is a more of a romantic song.
And that would come
on. Okay, I'm not trying to push that, but to make a almost like an album, make it complete. You know, you want to have it's like you want to have a full meal,
Yeah,
you want meat, potatoes, vegetables. Go ahead.
Yes, that's called that song on there is called Your Love. So when you go to that piff and you look at that, ask everybody to download it and listen to it. But that song Your Love is the song you're talking about that drives a lot of people wild. You know, here. Right along with the vibe.
Okay.
They like them all, but it's a good blend of everything that she's done.
Yes, see, I'm a great person on local talent. I believe that if you can do stuff, if you can do things in your own backyard and then it grows from out of there, I like that. You know, trying to get everybody all over the country.
You're getting ready
time,
to add,
you know,
that song's going to be added at KKC Reggie, the vibe. That we play first is going to be added on the station this week here at KKC. And they're ready to interview her again by having the number 2 record and the number 6 record already. This is another good one. And, you know, you get 2 or 3 records here going, Reggie. And like you said, one of them songs we got in there is a Steppers cut, too, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, the Wave song.
Yeah, the Wave song. Yeah.
You know, she's actually doing a tour back here in the Oklahoma City Public Schools, which is she's the first artist to ever even accomplish this to where but we're actually funding it and paying for it ourselves. You know, when we buy, you know, shoes for the less fortunate, where there's children that's 3,200 students in the Oklahoma City Public Schools that are homeless this year. Last year was 26. Now it jumped up 1,000, you know, almost, and there's 3,200 homeless students. So she goes in and she advocates for the anti-bullying and also the suicide prevention. And so we kind of connect in right now with the State Department that wants to, you know, do something with her for coming into the schools to really see if we can get the full potential of helping all of the schools with this kind of a problem, because the bullying thing tied into suicide because kids get bullied so bad they commit suicide.
Mm-hmm. And Reggie, do you know if he's got how many he said in Oklahoma? Do you know we have 10,000 kids here in Chicago that go to school every day, homeless kids?
Wow.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's an epidemic and people don't realize it. You know, the actual station that she's with, KJ103, iHeart Media Station, they go into the schools with us, and DJ Saad is actually her DJ into the schools, and Brad B comes out with Frito. A couple other guys come out with the radio station. We bring the remote trucks out. Aisha have an hour, and she goes and she speaks to them about the HYPE program, about, you know, where the children, the youth can actually, that's homeless, they can go and get free food, free shelter, free medical and free counseling through that program, and they don't have to have a mom or dad or any legal guardian to go get any of those services.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but she's the face of that.
Real. I like that. Are there any questions?
Reggie, let me say this. I know you're hearing all this good stuff, and one of the things that have happened for me and Anthony is that we do have a platform going. We do have distribution. We are with
yes.
the audience.
Yes.
So things have really risen for us to get there. And on the independent side, we're independent. Now, there are a lot
yes.
of companies talking to us right now as we speak.
Right.
And this is one of the reasons for doing this platform show was to be able to introduce to people who don't know this is the best way they can have a overview to listen to what we say and know where our hearts are. And it's simply been this, is that Aisha is a talent, and all the way from what she said about the person she admired, who is the greatest producer out there, and that's what Aisha is. All of that's right in the one. So that things are set for us. We just got a lot of mixtapes went out there. We're the hottest mixtape in the country, you know, right now. Over all of them out there, Reggie, in the last 2 weeks. Like I say, DJ Envy, who is with Breakfast Club, he's hosted to see the mixtape. That's the mixtape that you'll get. It's done by him. And it's been a major push in the last 2 weeks, Reggie,
yes.
to get her out there like we have, and we're there. So I want to thank the audience and thank all the people out there and the Music Quest people. And Beverly, can I have you come on to say my wonderful words of expiring things after you hear our show? This is Miss Beverly, and Beverly is our producer and one of the sponsors of our show. As always, I always like to have her come on the last part to kind of say a couple words for us.
Well, I am indeed honored. It's a privilege and a pleasure, first of all, to have this platform, to have Real School Remix Radio Show, IT Music Group, Aisha, Reggie Miles, Professor Reggie Miles, you, Mr. Gus Redman, the godfather of distribution, like we say. And I want to say on behalf of myself, Tribe Family Channel, and our executive producer, Mr. Bruce George, who is the creator and co-founder of Russell Simmons' Deaf Poetry Jam on HBO and the current movement garnering the globe, Genius is Common, thank you so very much for allowing us the privilege to have you here.
Thank you too, Beverly. And Bruce as well.
Thank you, and also
Anthony as well.
I wanted to say you can follow Aisha on all of her social media. It's all Aisha IMG, which is IESHIAIMG. And you can do that on her Facebook, her Twitter, her Instagram, and her Snapchat as well. Everything is all Aisha IESHIAIMG.
All right. Well, I'm blessed to have had this opportunity to participate in this program. This is another great show, Gus. I want to thank you for having me as your host on the Real School Remix Radio.
Oh, yeah, we're very delighted, and Marianne says the same. So we are, you know, Music Quest family is an honor to have everybody on the show. And thank you, Beverly, and Uncle Marshall. Uncle Marshall, and then introduced me to Beverly and Bruce. So thank you, my friend.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah, we want to say thank you to everyone who gave us a platform to speak and a voice to be able to be heard, and you know, an opportunity to share you know in our corner of the world what we're doing and everything. And it means a lot, even though we haven't met you guys physically, but we really are. We very much appreciate, you know, given this outlet and the opportunity to be able to say the things that we're saying and share it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Gus. Thank you, Beverly.
So we're going to get set. I guess next week we got another great show coming. We're going to be dealing with Music Boy and Music Quest records with three artists. We got Kiana and a guy by the name of Nathan Smith, who sounds just like a Walter Jackson, Barry White, Reggie, and a guy by the name of Nuno, who is sort of like our Chris Brown coming out of Chicago. So that's coming. It's called Music Boy. They'll be our guests next Tuesday, and then the following Tuesday, we're dealing with, of course, Kenny Bedford, which is one of me and Reggie's very good friends. He's what we call the stepping stone for Chicago, and as y'all know, stepping's all over the country now. So we have outlets and clubs that go to the Memphis show is the last Tuesday of the month. Then October we'll come back with some other great shows. And privileged to do the Prince show. Prince was a great show we did, as well as my godfather who brought me in the business, Carl Davis, to do a show on his music. And then, of course, we had a show called The Presidents, where we had eight presidents on, and each one of them kind of introduced their artists. So this is what we're doing with the Real School Music Show. And I want to thank you, Reggie, for coming. You know, when I asked you to come, you were right there, and you was coming anyway, though.
I was just ready to say thank you.
Thank you, Aisha. You back there. Thank you, Aisha. And you know you going someplace, don't you, girl?
Thank you. I forgot your name. Reggie, was it Reggie?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Miss Aisha.
All right, and thank you for being a radio announcer too.
Hey, so that I was in here trying to get up some energy and about lost my voice, so I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I understand.
She'll be here coming in October to do our schools here in October, November, Reggie, Chicago.
Okay.
All right. Thank you all.
No, thank you. Thank you, Gus. Thank you, Reggie
thank
and Beverly.
You
thank everyone.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Thomas, and you continue to be blessed.
Thank you.
You also.
Until we meet again.
Music Quest Entertainment, in association with Music Quest Communications, Tribe Family Channel, and Genius is Common, presents Real School Remix Radio Show every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. It's an hour of power-packed music and information designed with the community in mind. This week on Real School Remix, features Music Boy and Music Quest recording artist Kiana, Nathan Charles, and Nunu. It's an hour of new artist news and information. Hosted by Professor Reggie Miles, Real School Remix is a Music Quest entertainment production. Produced by Gus Redmond and Marianne Eggleston. To join the conversation, call area code 347-539-5285. This is Edutainment, brought to you by Music Quest Entertainment.
Hey, Johnny.